Good morning. Good morning. Welcome at our session about Mapathons. So we have here with us Nicolas Chavant and Séverin Ménard. Welcome. They want to bring us a critical view on Mapathons. Give them a big applause to start the day.
Okay. Thanks very much. We'll see if you will keep applauding at the end of the speech. Hopefully, yes. So the idea that we had by going for this Mapathon talk was to present the history of that form of collective mapping that that happened in OpenStreetMap. But we're doing that from a perspective which is ours, which is bit oriented, and so that's not a purely neutral way of looking at Mapathon. Seth and I have been involved in the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, and we had disagreements on how things have to operate, which is perfectly healthy and sane in any organization and in OpenStreetMap. And the way that we're looking at things derives from that perspective. In terms of outline, first we somehow inspired ourselves from Faulkner with this Mapathon. But the idea is to use it as showing what's the first form of Mapathon, how it appeared in the OpenStreetMap ecosystem. Then we saw gradually a second form of Mapathon, which is more or less the one that we're familiar with. And hopefully we're just going to keep working and improving Mapathons, and maybe a third form is going to emerge, which will perhaps meet some community requirements with respect to the limits that at the moment we can see in Mapathon. So I'm going to let Seth continue the talk now.
So this document is public, and so we will share the link at the end. So we'll start by a brief history of the Mapathon phenomenon, aside what is what's called and still called the mapping parties, in related to prison-based OSM activities. So mapping parties was at the very core, or the very beginning, in OpenStreetMap, and generally related to an activity involving the field collection. Regarding Mapathon, about the historical facts that you can actually find if you just look on the wiki OpenStreetMap about all the past events that have been made by event organizers. The very first Mapathon was in Atlanta. It was 10 years ago, and it was Atlanta citywide Mapathon. And if you go to the wiki page, you can see that it was over several days, involving local people, data collection, etc. And also on a second occurrence, 2 years after, in India, same thing. Long duration. And after that, the next occurrence is with the disaster, natural disaster in Ayan in Nepal, with the earthquake couple of years later, and with a humanitarian perspective. And then a few after that, because it was involving so many people, and it was a huge outreach for OpenStreetMap, and created a lot of data, even if at that time there was already some data quality issues. The Mapathon multiplicated with now very short duration events, like three hours, typically at the end of a working day. So now, that said, let's have a look at this Mapathon 2.0, I mean, what we have now, I mean, this the scheme of short-based Mapathon. So basically what it is, it's a way to make, to do information outreach, kind of demo of mapping party type in events. And it's generally essentially directive to the, for beginners. Regarding the Mapathon in communication, so the promise is that info outreach demo involving so people to generate natural disasters, creating data, and also often like local community engagement, apartment building, especially what it's related to a connection with the local people, joining the Mapathon, for example, collecting data like in field paper, things like that. Regarding the material of this Mapathon scheme, sorry, you have, for example, this documentation about 2 minute tutorial how you can host an OpenStreetMap Mapathon. So, and it's basically the communication is anyone can organize a Mapathon, and you will be explained how to do it, and you will be directed to a few resources to organize that. And I just took a link to some very recent events. That was in May, this one, up at the university, or this one in, was I think it's even these days. Okay, so September 24th, yeah, that's in 2 days. And you can see that generally the end of the day, that's 3 hours long. This one is also 3 hours long. Involving people, beginners, and doing an outreach things events plus the data to digitizing over imagery. Okay. So now I'd like to put this this Mapathon 2.0 scheme in questions. So on our perspective, it's a powerful information outreach event, like aimed to a first training, a demo, because it's only 3 hours for people to be involved in OpenStreetMap. On that front, that can be useful as to put newcomers in OpenStreetMap. And we know that any newcomers, when you do a training, you will have some only 1% of the people that really like the thing, and stay active. That's not a problem for it. But we see the limits regarding, for example, the data quantity. I mean, the bulk of the data that you produce really through these short-term events is obviously limited, and of course there's a learning curve in OpenStreetMap, and you cannot be effective within your first 2 hours of mapping. That's kind of an evidence for everyone if you remember your first step as a mapper. And regarding the data quality, so I just put a few examples, old ones, more recent ones, of things that have been done through map patterns. And think as the data quality was not good in the beginning, has, for example, never been corrected, I would say, by the mappers themselves or the organizers. You have some, I mean, these mistakes, you have various types of mistakes. Recently, in a discussion list, Emo might make some kind of typology of mistakes he found over the areas he monitors. And why have we this issue? Because first, there is actually no prerequisite skills involved, both for the participants, okay, that's, they're beginners, but not even for the organizers. If you go back, for example, these two-minute tutorials, anyone can do it. And they're, I mean, directly for self-learning, self-training material, but actually anyone can do it. And, I mean, it's known that, unfortunately, many of the organizers are not skilled enough and not even very sensitized about the quality aspect. And generally, and even in this two-minute tutorial, there's absolutely nothing said about you should do data cleaning after your map pattern. That's you mappers and the beginners will certainly do mistakes. And you need to clean that out. And I mean this, sorry for this. And the scheme has been one of the two reasons of the OSMS establishing directing and editing guidelines that are active from this year. The other reasons are the companies using OpenStreetMap are the way they want and not interactive with the community. So, and I mean, for the people, more experienced people involved in the long term in OpenStreetMap, in the past, we from time to time had to clean this kind of the mess like this one that would take you really more time to clean that if you had to start from scratch. And now, feeling that, okay, because of that, we have now a second burden that the thing that could be done in a flexible way, not having guidelines to do it because we could do the mapping in an effective way, like organizing, directed editing, without causing and harming the OSM database. Now we have that to handle. And yeah, thank you for my patent organizers that just led the mess, and we know to have to deal with more rules to map. Okay. And so regarding the communication, community engagement, the supports, and the building, we think it's really over-communicated because you cannot build community engagement generally the way it's done if you are just, for example, involving locals doing just a part of the mapping workflow. What's the benefits of this scheme? For OSM, outreach, yes, beginning newcomers, but not that much. Actually, generally, all the people involved as an organization or as individuals, or individuals cleaning working on the same areas, they have to now have handle an extra charge of dealing with the quality and validating all the data has been done. But for the organization involved in my pattern, there's a clear, that's really a huge communication did through this my pattern, okay. So we think that it really helped them to increase their power and centrality within all the, what is called VTC, VGI, depends on the, it's more or less the same thing, that's voluntary-based communities helping in the humanitarian field. And that's helped the organization doing this map pattern to appear as the one creating voluntary based geodata for big stakeholders and funding orgs that will give them funds to continue and other to for their other activities. And also we think that this kind of instrumentalization of the OSM mappers and aiming at building for this organization and centrality. For example, that participate to MapAtom, to use hot tools, etc., will be the volunteer of this organization, the hot volunteers. The edits produced by the OSM contributors through a map pattern, through the tools, for example, the tasking manager of the instance held by HOT becomes the edits, prairying at the edits produced over a year, for example, even if you were just using actually the tool without really knowing you want to be to contribute to OpenStreetMap, we're not involved in a project, and you didn't know about the project or the people behind, but you will be inserted. What you will do as a person, as a contributor, you edits will be incorporated in the statistics. There's also a worst case map pattern for disaster response. We had a bad experience with a Haiti cyclone Mathieu in English, Mathieu in Haitian. That's many of the map pattern organized of these disasters were not actually even over the affected areas, but it was actually a mapping project, sometimes already existing, that would be useful for a certain organization working on the fields. So now, what could be MapAtom 3.0? Maybe we can change, fix the semantic. That's MapAtom related to marathon, etc. We don't think it's really fits with something like it's just 3 hours long. First, improving data quality. There's some proposed fix from MapAtom holders. For example, establishing chief data officers. Would that be very the solution? I don't think so. For example, Google Maps had some people caring about quality, but they dropped Google Map Maker. Vetting a text process for the MapAtom leaders. I don't think it would be efficient. Recently, Momai told me, it was yesterday, that they are trying to test the AI to correct automatically newbies errors. We are, as individuals, we want to map and produce good maps and good data. And it's not the process to have someone producing bad data, a robot to correct it, and us experienced mappers are validating something has been cleaned by a robot. We have OSMF guidelines now, just comply with that. It just required methodology, skills, and time. I tested that recently, I was in Madagascar, to test the compliance of these guidelines. It takes time, it takes more time. I discovered more things about monitoring data quality. But it was 3 days of data cleaning process over this area to have something cleaned after that. So just forget, I will have a 2 hours map pattern and that's it. No, you have to care about the area, and it takes time. And it's not Also, you cannot at TED, you cannot do it just through the task key manager. You need all other tools, like for example Osmos, to do it. Communication. Please stick to the variety of the results. It's basically limited to sensitization for newcomers of these minima patterns. Okay? It would be good to drop over communication and instrumentalization of contributors as I explained. So you are a de facto volunteer of this map pattern, this organization. Please drop it. That's not a good way of attribute the contribution. Basically, we are OSM contributors. And something with the edits, bring back our edits. When I use a tool, I don't want that what I produce is supposedly part of what the tool holder from the tool provided by the holder. What could be done is promoting more OpenStreetMap in all the communication. You can see all the links, and generally OpenStreetMap is just a platform. Basically, OpenStreetMap is above all a community, and there is nothing about how to join it. And also promoting more the learning curve to provide useful contribution. It's not something like you can learn just by reading some documents. It takes time for you to learn, to produce data, and to get something useful. That's it. Sorry for the delay.
No worries. It was interesting to hear, so it's good that you finished. Yeah, let's do first a clap, no? Interesting points you bring forward. Do people have questions for them? Yeah, question over there. Yeah, it's good.
I wonder if you know of any studies about the effect of recruitment of the mappathons on getting new mappers involved in OSM. I mean, we all know that this is an assumption that there are some mappers recruited at these events, but do you know of any substantial studies that look at this in more depth and provide solid data on this?
I really like someone really good at playing with statistics with OSM, doing something like a really a deep review on what has been done, just to state that once for all. And I would say over the time it would be good to have also breakdown by kind of events, by organizations, I mean to give incentive or feedback to them, because yes, it's, I mean, a broad feedback that generally we can provide, but really would be very, very useful to have such deep analysis of contribution through map patterns.
Yeah, and that's a good thing that we are hosted in an academic forum, so that's clearly a series of topics that would be very interesting to focus on. Being very crisis or country specific, or then just looking at more general patterns, that would really be helpful in terms of framing what's the communication which is suitable, so that not to oversell anything and stay true to the promises of OSM in that collective ways of doing.
Hi. I think I agree with most of everything you presented. My only complaint is you didn't attribute me on that mailing list post, but you attributed other people.
sorry. Can you speak louder?
This is the first words I'm saying this morning, so
okay.
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying I think I agree with most everything you presented here. My only complaint is you didn't attribute me on the mailing list post you have listed there. Joking. I think a lot of it is a communication issue, and do you think that it's possible just to iterate on the version number in order to present a different concept, or do we need a new name for what these kinds of public engagement activities are? Should we go back to the label mapping party, or do you have some other ideas for what we would call a new and improved events like these?
Yeah. So the attribution was there in the French version, and in the translation we forgot it. So sorry, but we shall have said Michel. So, really, I think that one of the first points in terms of first steps to take is to get back to the semantics and. Well, reflect on what it usually was, what it started to be. Shall we, at the beginning when we were throwing mapping parties, we're doing most of everything. There was a sort of unconference around OpenStreetMap, and then it had a tendency to focus on field mapping, and the map as now is kind of an outreach, sensibilization, and then a remote mapping party that can focus on creating data or running data quality. And I think that what is difficult there is that when you use the theme map pattern, you've got this marathon things in mind, and the idea that it's lasting, that it's impactful in terms of data, and basically this is misleading. And since it's misleading on the short run, that can spark interest from the people that are supporting us, but then when they will just look at what the mapathon in that way it has been sold out is really delivering, then we can face some possible issues and critics from people that we're supporting. And so I think that, yeah, that would be really cool to try to relook at our practices and find ways to define what is a like alpha day, a couple of hours mapping party, working remotely on something on data creation or data quality, and what can be something which is more important that will last really long and that is meant to meet standards in terms of volume of data, quality of data, incubator of skills and support for capacities locally or remotely, and I think that would be really beneficial for all of us.
Shall we do one last short question?
Okay. I'll try to be short. My name's Dan. I should say my name's Dan. I'm involved in the mapping parties in London. I'm interested in this drop the volunteers de facto that you're suggesting. I see in London a lot of people coming in because they are volunteers, motivated by these organisations. So it seems quite strange to sort of try and exclude that.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that this is not, the idea is not to cut the volunteering side of getting into the things. The critic is more about the way that in communications, certain organizations have a tendency to call people that attend those events and that use certain tools as a sort of volunteers or people from their communities without any formal agreement. I think that those organizations may try to learn from GIS NGOs that have been active in the field, like Map Actions or Carto-NG, and they've got a status of volunteer, whereby you want to be a volunteer of that entity to act, then you've got a process whereby, in conscious, you're adhering as a volunteer to that group. And as a volunteer, well, you've got certain ways of behaving. It really depends on the organization. And sometimes when there is a crisis happening, you just want to do mapping, you're going to use the Tasking Manager. Myself, when I'm using Tasking Manager and I'm mapping in Ebola with Claire and Capai, I'm not creating data for the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team organization. I'm part of an OpenStreetMap response, and then I'm using that platform, and I may be quoted as a volunteer or as a member of that community when I was acting in a very specific way. I mean, this is the point that we're making, but not cutting the volunteering. And we are treasuring the fact that there is an interest and a motivation to bring to OpenStreetMap people based on the neat work which is done by those organizations. As we said, a mapathon, the way that has been promoted and the way that it solidifies is a very powerful outreach and info sensibilization demo tool. That's something which is very, very good. And we should leverage on that. And basically, that's the whole set of framing the text, the semantics, and trying to stick to true communications, if ever possible, would be a good way for OpenStreetMap and those groups just to fully capture the potential of Mapathon.
Okay, thanks a lot. Last big applause, yeah.
Thanks to you.